Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Illinois, where the man who admitted to a shooting seven people to death at a July 4th parade in 2022, has been sentenced to seven consecutive life terms. The judge pronounced 24-year-old Robert Cremo irretrievably depraved, permanently incorrigible, irreparably corrupt, and beyond any rehabilitation. His victims ranged in age from 8 to 80s. President Trump lashing out at Vladimir Putin after overnight attacks that killed at least 12 people.
In a post on Truth Social, President Trump wrote, quote, "I am not happy with the Russian strikes on Kyiv. Not necessary and very bad timing." The post goes on to say, "Vladimir, stop. 5,000 soldiers a week are dying. Let's get the peace deal done." This criticism follows a Russian airstrike against Ukraine that killed at least 9 civilians and injured more than 70. The attack happened even as the president criticized Ukraine's President Zelensky, saying it was tougher to reach a peace deal with him than it was with President Putin. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The president's not happy with Beijing either for backing out of a deal to buy U.S.-made aircraft. CBS's Michael Wallace.
Trump posted on social media that Boeing should default China for not taking the finished planes it committed to buy. He says it's just a small example of what China has done to the U.S. for years. Boeing says more than 50 new planes were headed to China, but China is refusing to take delivery as the trade war heats up. China has already returned a few planes.
The Trump administration asking the Supreme Court to allow enforcement of the president's ban on transgender people in the military while legal challenges move forward. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
There had been a court below that said that that executive order should be put on hold and that people should be allowed to serve even if they're transgender. But now the administration has run to the Supreme Court on that issue as well.
The Vatican says tens of thousands of people have passed by Pope Francis' coffin in St. Peter's Basilica. No word yet on when a conclave will begin. Austin Ivory reports on the church.
Inevitably, some of those cardinal electors are not yet here. We had this morning in the meetings that the cardinals are holding every day, 103 present, which means more than two-thirds, so they can proceed with making decisions. But we will see in the next few days, in the lead-up to the funeral on Saturday, more arriving. There are various reasons why cardinals can't come straight away.
New report from WHO's Heritage finds that despite growing efforts to remove them, more than 2,000 Confederate symbols still stand throughout this country. Dow up 268. This is CBS News.
Steel walk behind, zero turn, and stand on mowers are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local Steel dealer. Steel. Let's go mow.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 34-year-old Racine man faces second offense OWI charges after fleeing from police and crashing into a garage in Mount Pleasant early this morning. Police say the impact caused structural damage, but there were no injuries. A suspect was arrested following the 1:40 a.m. pursuit on Green Bay Road. It's seven consecutive life sentences for Robert Cremo III. The Lake County judge handed down the sentence this morning in connection to the 2022 4th of July massacre in Highland Park. Cremo pleaded guilty to killing seven and injuring 48. A 42-year-old armed intruder forced nine family members to remain hostage Tuesday night in Racine before police shot him during a rescue. Those Racine officers are on leave as the Kenosha County Sheriff's Office investigates. A proposed assembly bill in Madison seeks stricter regulations for energy projects, requiring companies to notify landowners within a mile of proposed facilities 45 days before approval. The reform aims to protect farmland and clarify landowner rights. Former Social Security Commissioner Martin O'Malley and Racine Representative Greta Neubauer are hosting a town hall tonight. A statement says they're opposing what they say are federal safety net program cuts. The discussion focuses on budget impacts at the Bryant Community Center. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The draft is here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the NFL draft gets underway tonight. Thousands of fans from all around arriving. Network broadcasts. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on the Rich Eisen Show says with the 23rd pick overall tonight, expect the unexpected.
It's one of those things, I think, and it's so unpredictable, but I do think it's a good draft class, and I think certainly where we're picking, I think there's going to be a really good player that's going to help our football team, and we're really focused on making sure we've got a good young team. We're really excited about it, and we're really excited to add, you know, not only a really good player, but a culture guy as well.
Baseball, the Brewers losing last night to the Giants 4-2. Concern for catcher William Contreras, who was injured sliding into third base in the sixth inning.
We'll check him out. We'll see what it is. He had like a issue with his side. We're hoping it's nothing more serious than it just, you know, locked up on him a little bit. So we hope it's nothing more serious.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Under a mix of sun and clouds today, with mild high temperatures still hanging on to the mid-50s. With scattered showers rolling in overnight and widespread light rain tomorrow morning, we'll be waking up to some patchy fog and high temperatures staying stuck to the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Thank you, Sean. And the rest of the story with Paul Harvey coming up in seconds, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, Racine.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
The rest of the story. I am a PGA touring professional. For three seasons, I was the best golfer in the whole world. I won the Masters at the age of 27. I won two consecutive U.S. Opens, three Western Opens back to back to back. Even in the tightest tournament situations, I was never once nervous. I could control the ball as only few who have ever played the game. Who am I? I am Ralph Goldall. Ralph who? You never heard of Goldall, you say? Well, that's not surprising, but the incredible reason is the rest of the story. In 1939, the immortal Bobby Jones wrote, quote, Ralph Goldall's record to date, even if he does nothing more in tournament golf, will entitle him for all time to rank among the great players of the game. Jones' statement proved prophetic, because following the 39 Masters, Ralph Goldall did practically nothing more in tournament golf. Oh, he kept trying. But by 1940, the once magnificent golf stroke could produce nothing better than a weak hacker-grade slice. Paul Runyon paired with him in the Phoenix Open and reported in amazement, Ralph could not start the ball far enough to the left to keep the ball out of the trees on the right. In no time, the number one golfer anywhere was selling insurance. After that, he got a job as a golf director at a country club in Tarzana, California. Fortunately, he enjoyed the latter position, which he held until the day he died in 1987 at the age of 75. And just as happily, he lived to be inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame. But at the induction ceremony, the same questions were whispered that Ralph Goldall had overheard for four decades. Who is this guy? And how could he have been so good? And then just disappeared. As astonished as anyone was his pal Sam Snead. Nobody's short game was better, Snead observed. Nobody could concentrate on the course like Ralph. But then Sam recalled one sad episode after Goldall's fall from Olympus, in which the latter's wife, Laverne, begged Snead, please come help her husband, who by then appeared utterly, alarmingly mystified, even by how to place his hands on the golf club's grip. Ralph Goldall was beyond anyone's help by then. For you see, by his own admission, Ralph never learned to play golf. Never learned. His game just sort of evolved as he played it. Even after he rose to the pinnacle of the sport, he never thought much about how he swung the club. But then something happened, something which could not have wrecked his remarkable career more thoroughly if it had been plotted intentionally. For Ralph Goldall, after winning the 1939 Masters, outsmarted himself. You've heard of paralysis through analysis. Thinking too much about how you play the game, suddenly you can't play it. Not even the greatest are immune. Nor was Ralph Goldall. Because at the topmost top of his game, Ralph decided to write an instruction book. A book on how to play the game he seemed to know better than anyone. But after writing it, he, the self-appointed savior of duffers everywhere, now golf's forgotten genius, never took another pure stroke in his life. The lethal volume was entitled Groove Your Golf. And yet because of the extreme, sometimes bewildering self-examination it required of its author, Ralph Goldall grooved himself straight into oblivion. And now you know the rest of the story.
Seriously. Wow. Paul Harvey, the rest of the story. Heard twice daily on WRJN. Don Rosen has the first one at 7:25, and then there's the one at 12:05, like you just heard. Every Monday through Friday on WRJN.
Radio Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
My
Supremes, Baby Love, one of their earliest ones, Motown stuff. I'm Dan Marcus on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. The Aging Well Senior Resource Fair, set for May 16th. We want you to be aware of this because this has got a lot of benefits for a lot of people. If not you, maybe somebody you know, so pass on the information. For example, tools you need to support a healthy and independent lifestyle. You can connect with older adults and caregivers. It's happening Thursday, May 16th at the Fountain Banquet Hall in Sturtevant, and it's being put on by Racine County Eye, and yeah, WRJN, proud to be a part of it.
Sick of Wisconsin's unpredictable weather ruining your golf plans? X-Golf Kenosha has you covered with new seasonal memberships. Enjoy indoor golf that's always on par no matter what's happening outside. Tee off on 50 world-class courses using their cutting-edge simulators, whether you're flying solo, bringing the crew, or sharpening your skills with the PGA Pro Ray. Don't let another season slip away. Explore the seasonal memberships at xgolfkenosha.com or swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20% off on dozens of select items throughout their incredible store. All gummies, disposables, and carts, 20% off. 15 different brands of your favorite vape disposables, 20% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobacco, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe. At the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive into spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine, open at 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
Looking for a place where comfort meets care? Come visit Home Harbor Racine Assisted Living on Saturday, May 3rd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for an open house. Enjoy light refreshments, guided tours of their beautiful community, and meet the compassionate team who make Home Harbor feel like home. Whether you're planning for yourself or a loved one, the staff are ready to answer your questions, provide helpful information, and assist with applications. Home Harbor Racine, where your next chapter begins with peace of mind. Welcome home to Home Harbor.
The sounds of timeless hits and baseball are the perfect combination. Once again, WRJN is Southeast Wisconsin's home of Brewer baseball. Listen as the Brewers go for a three-peat in the NL Central. See the schedule online at WRJN.com.
Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be blue. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Thank you.
you shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
I could say that after about every song that we play here on WRJN, the station with local news and timeless hits. Now let's get you up to speed on what's going on out there in that big bad world with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine family was held hostage by that armed intruder who was shot Tuesday. Fox 6 reports the 42-year-old suspect forced seven children and two adults to remain inside their home near Hamilton Street Tuesday night. The 42-year-old suspect may face additional charges for his treatment of underage girls during the ordeal. The suspect was shot by police after officers heard gunfire inside the home. He remains in custody with minor injuries. The involved officers are on administrative leave as the Kenosha County Sheriff's Office leads the shooting investigation. A high-speed police pursuit ended with a crash into a Mount Pleasant home early this morning. Police say the driver sped away from officers on Green Bay Road before colliding with the garage on Regency Hills Drive, causing significant damage to the home. No one inside that residence was injured. The suspect was on probation. He was treated for minor injuries and now faces additional charges, including reckless endangerment, fleeing, and second offense OWI. A discussion about federal safety net programs unfolds in Racine tonight. Former Social Security Commissioner Martin O'Malley is hosting a town hall opposing budget cuts. State Assembly Democratic leader and Racine Representative Greta Neubauer will join the discussion at the Bryant Community Center, which is set to start at 6. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Under a mix of sun and clouds today with mild high temperatures still hanging on to the mid-50s. With scattered showers rolling in overnight and widespread light rain tomorrow morning, we'll be waking up to some patchy fog and high temperatures staying stuck to the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Myself some way,
no time left for you.
Distance.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. She's mysterious. She's not there. Zombies.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had to.
is a great Motown song. This is an even greater Motown song. Oh, my girl, Temptations. I'm in love with this song. I'm WRJN. local news, timeless hits, WRJN, JT, your smiling face. Brewers need a win this afternoon to break even on their four-game streak of run out in San Francisco against the Giants. They're playing this afternoon, 2:10, the pregame on WRJN. It's sponsored by the Lanes on 20, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, Ferraro's Pizza, Easy Mobility Solutions, Main Street Bakery, and Lee's Deli. Brewers this afternoon. And you know, there is just nothing like listening to a ball game on the radio. Treat yourself this afternoon. Pregame 2:10 on WRJN.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Something big is happening at Racine Riverside Marine. It's the 2025 Spring Launch and Open House event, Saturday, May 3rd, starting at 10 a.m. with Smith Nelson Project playing from 6 to 9 p.m. Pico's Food Truck will serve up delicious food, while free ice-cold beer and soda will keep the good vibes flowing. Win raffle prizes and get out on the water in a Robalo test boat ride. New vibe, new theme, same legendary marina. Stop by Racine Riverside Marine at 950 Erie Street for all your boating needs and launch into spring the right way.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
Just
Timeless Hits, WRJN, headed up around the bend with CCR and headed to CBS News. That's coming up on WRJN.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music. Brighter there, you can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, things will be great when you're downtown. No final place for sure. Downtown, everything's waiting for you. Downtown, don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again, the light's so much brighter there. Forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now. Downtown, downtown.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A 24-year-old from suburban Chicago, Robert Cremo, has been sentenced to 7 consecutive life terms, no chance of parole, for the July 4th parade shooting in Highland Park in 2022 that killed 7 people and wounded dozens of others. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Many of the victims' families testified in the sentencing phase of the trial, and those expressions of grief no doubt influenced the severity of the sentence.
Attorney Lance Northcutt represents the family of a 2-year-old whose parents were killed.
Today is the end of this part of the journey for the victims, for the families, for those who have been so affected by this. But there is more left to do.
The judge called Cremo irretrievably depraved, permanently incorrigible, irreparably corrupt, and beyond rehabilitation. President Trump is calling out the Kremlin after a new attack on Ukraine that killed at least 12 people. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
Trump this morning on True Social took aim at Russian President Vladimir Putin in a post.